Thank you for joining us today as Pastor Tim shares the Word of God. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God and constant, powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Tim with today's message.
I read a quote, a military quote from a leader some time back that really affected me. And it said, soldiers are not made in parades, but in conflict. And when I read that, scriptures just begin to run through my head. Matthew 5:11, God blesses you when people mock you, persecute you, lie about you, say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Luke 6:22, what blessings await you when people hate you, exclude you, mock you, curse you as evil because you follow the Son of Man? 1 Peter 1:6, so be truly glad. There's wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. Our scripture for today is 1 Peter 4:12. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through as if some strange thing were happening only to you. The title of today's message is adversity, destruction, or benefit. With no question in anybody's mind, with no argument, if you live, you will face adversity. And you will face adversity as long as you do live. The question is simply, will it destroy you or will it benefit you? It starts early. Every child in school, on the playground, with their peers in class, experience adversity. The question is, will it grow them? Will it mature them? Will it emotionally strengthen them? Will it develop character? Will it develop a resolve? Will it teach them how to handle adversity as they get older? Or will parents constantly try to circumvent adversity, and as they get older, without learning how to prosper by mistakes? You get to an age that you can't be kept from adversity by your parent. You get to an age that mommy can't go around and keep every little situation perfect in your life. Then what happens when you have never developed the ability to handle adversity? What happens is it destroys you. Every child in school, every child will have imperfect teachers. All of our students here at Christian Ministries will certainly have an imperfect principal. And these imperfect teachers will deal very unfriendly and unfairly at times. Many of these imperfect teachers for your little precious will make wrong decisions at times. Many will discipline and punish the wrong person the wrong way. Now, this is all a possibility to benefit from, because life's adversities can teach you how to handle adversity, how to deal with unfairness when it happens, how to keep a right attitude when you have in fact been wronged by a teacher or a classmate. I want to talk quickly, parents of our children. You do no service to your child by fighting their battles and protecting them. Our world today does no service to children by not allowing them to keep score in a ball game. At some point, everyone gets to the age, the adversity that they are facing no longer is just simple name calling on the playground. And we grow into an adult age, an adult that has never developed the ability to make adversity benefit them, and so it eventually destroys them. That's right. Today, we've created a system that teaches, don't spank, you'll hinder the creativity. Don't discipline, it'll keep them from expressing who they are. Don't keep score. Let all children enjoy participating, and we'll give participation ribbons to everybody. All children should get good grades in school because there are no right and wrong answers. Allow them to make their own decisions. The problem on top of all of that now is parents jerk their kid out of the school because of adversity with a teacher or with another student. Parents run to protect their little precious, run to protect them. And the problem today is we are creating adults that can't handle adversity and are being destroyed by it because adversity is a part of life. Whether adversity comes or not is not your choice. It is a part of life, and it comes for all who live life. Your choice is your response to it. Does it destroy you, or do you benefit from it? If you have a car, tires go flat. Battery don't always crank. You know, the only thing in a car that never goes out is the drivetrain. And that's the thing that they advertise on TV a 5-year warranty on. I've been driving cars my whole life. I've owned countless cars. I've never had a drivetrain grow. Why don't they warrant the battery and the tires and the transmission and all the other million things? I've never had a drivetrain go out, and they brag, 5-year warranty on a drivetrain. But when your car breaks down, are you mad? Are you angry? Are you kicking the tires? Or does it benefit you? See, after being stranded by a battery that don't crank, what I've learned to do is start checking the date on my battery on a regular basis. And when it gets close to being a few years old, I'm putting me a new battery in there. After having several flat tires, I started looking at tires. You know, you just get in it and drive. Or you can kind of look. Whenever the tread's all gone and wire sticking out the side, you might want to replace those bad boys. See, do you benefit from the flat tires of life, or you just keep on having them? And mad when you do. The problem is adversity comes to all of us. Many just never benefit from it. They just keep on neglecting to watch the date of their battery, so consequently, they continue to be broke down on the side of the road. And at some point, you're destroyed by the adversity that life brings to all of us. Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Adversity is a part of life. Do you benefit greatly from it? Do you benefit from it? Terry and I had a horrible marriage our first 4 or 5 years. Horrible marriage. For the past 30 years, we've taught marriage seminars. I know exactly what not to do. And I didn't read it in a book. I benefited greatly from a frying pan. Do you benefit, or do you get mad and quit? It all depends if you've developed the ability to benefit from adversity in your life. First 30 years of my life, I had no money. I lived broke. I lived broke, and I lived in a financial struggle all my life, fighting, clawing just to pay my next meal. I mean, clawing and fighting just to make it. You know, I saw in the Bible, you can change that. You don't have to live like that. For the next 30 years, I've had a pocket full of money. I can buy anything I want to buy. I can go anywhere I want to go. I got money in a savings account. I benefited greatly from being broke. I benefited greatly from poverty. 30 years ago, it wasn't what I did for a living. It was my staff that caused me trouble. I spent more time each day handling and dealing with staff-caused crises. It was a disaster. And now, we've learned to hire. Well, we got a staff that's second to none. We learned who to hire and who not to hire. Psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers said, the person interested in success has to learn to view failure as a healthy, inevitable part of the process of getting to the top. You simply can't let failures in life destroy you. You've got to let them promote you by benefiting from them. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is Hebrews chapter 11. It's called the faith chapter. That's my favorite chapter, and I love the chapter 11 of Hebrews as it teaches us how to live by faith. But you can't stop at verse 1, 2, and 3. You got to read on as it calls by name Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Moses. And I love that list of people that God refers to as great men and women of faith. And I love it because they were a bunch of liars and cheaters and drunks and murderers who God did not hold their past against them, but they benefited from their past and they did great things for God. They did great things for God. You being a great man and woman of faith doesn't mean you've never had adversity in your life. It means that you have benefited greatly from adversity, and it's taken you to a new level of faith in your life. We've got to benefit from adversity, or it will destroy you. As we start out in life, we have to benefit from adversity. You've got to overcome the fact that you can't walk. I can't walk. I never have walked. I'll never be able. You overcome the fact that you can't walk. You fall down. You bump your head. You got a big goose egg on your forehead. You hit the corner of the coffee table. Oh, if you were doing right, you would never fall and hit the corner of the coffee table. It's part of growing up. You overcome adversity. You overcome adversity. You overcome adversity. And you learn to walk. You learn to talk. Many, I wish, would have never learned that. You're probably wishing I hadn't right now. You got to learn to control your bladder. You got to learn to ride a bicycle. How do you learn to ride a bicycle? By crashing. That's how you learn. You jerk the wheel and it crashes you. Oh, I better hold this thing straight. I mean, you learn to ride a bicycle by the wrecks that you have. You learn to read. You learn to write. None of which is easy or comes without a lot of failure. Adversity is a part of life for all of us. The question is, will it destroy you or will you benefit from it? God did not create you and I to be destroyed by life. Life is to be a blessing. We are to live blessed. We are to live prosperous. We are to live in joy. We are to live in peace. And here's the mistake that we've made. Many think to live prosperous and blessed and in peace that you will never have any adversity. And when adversity comes, they interpret that as a problem. Here's what you need to know. Adversity comes and it comes from all to all of you, and that's not a bad confession. It's coming, buddy. Adversity comes. You have adversity in life. You live in joy. You live in peace. You live in prosperity because you learn to handle adversity with the word of God that's inside you, and you overcome adversity, not allow yourself to be destroyed by it. Don't allow yourself to be destroyed by adversity, and don't read into adversity a bad, a wrong, a negative connotation. Hey, this is just another thing to overcome. This is another thing to stand by faith, stand on the word of God, and overcome this difficult situation that I'm in right now. You live in joy, you live in peace, you live in abundance and prosperity, not because you have no problems, but in spite of them. You overcome them. You step out above them. Throughout the Bible, all people, all of God's people, God's chosen people, experience great adversity. I don't know where we ever got the idea that because you go to church and you put some money in a collection plate that you will avoid all adversity. Because you sure didn't get that from the Bible. You sure didn't get that from the Bible. You're not going to avoid adversity. It's by living according to God's plan and will and purpose that He enables you to overcome and step above adversity and prosper in spite of it. Today, we just got the wrong view of adversity to begin with. Well, Tim, I hear you, but you're just wrong. There is no way that what I'm going through right now can in any way benefit me. Well, you've never read Romans chapter 8. Because here's what the Bible says, and we know that God causes everything. God causes everything. I don't possibly know how. I don't know what he's going to do with this situation. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but here's what I know. We know that God causes everything to work together for my good because I love him and I'm answering the call of him on my life. See, there can be great benefits if you just won't let it destroy you. Now, y'all know that come here know that if I'm going to preach something, it's not going to be some spiritual theory that sounds good in church but won't work out there. I'm going to have to give you some 1, 2, 3s. So here they come. Number one, I want to spell out 5 benefits to adversity that you and I are to gain from. Number one, adversity always creates resilience. It always creates resilience. Right. Nothing in life creates resilience except adversity. This was very interesting. I was a psychology major in college and then read lots and lots of studies, lot of sociological studies. And I just developed an appetite at that time to read studies. I like reading studies and see the result of those studies as we study human behavior. Here was a report that Time magazine ran on a study of the resistance of, and resilience of a group of people that they studied that had 3 job losses or more due to plant closings. And the psychologist doing the study thesis was that after your 3rd job loss, you would suffer great depression, possibly to the point that you could not overcome it. After loss, after loss, after loss, you suffer from great depression. Very interesting. The study showed quite opposite to be true. Job lost because of a plant closed. They got another one. That plant closed, and they got another one. And the fact was, the study showed that people that had suffered 3 tragic job losses were much more optimistic than those that had only suffered 1. Hey, I've been through this before, and God gave me a better job. Hey, I've had this problem before. God gave me a better job. See, look, I'm telling you what I'm going through is a problem today, but I've had a lot of problems in my life. God's seen me through every one of them, and I'm still standing here today. This ain't going to be another thing except for God to see me through. See, the more adversity you go through, the more optimistic you are, the more faith that you have in your heart, because God has seen me through all that he's seen me through now. He didn't bring me this far to leave me. Catch you a seat and watch what happens now. So when you bounce back, when you bounce back, when you bounce back, you learn resilience. You learn resilience to what life brings. You learn resilience. There's only one way to make a muscle strong. There's only one way to build a muscle is put resistance on it. You put adversity on your bicep, on your tricep, on your abs, you put adversity on them and it breaks them down and they come back stronger. Number 2, adversity brings maturity. Adversity is to develop maturity. Watch when someone does not handle adversity right, throw a fit, pout, angry, mad, quit, leave, all signs of immaturity. See, adversity develops maturity. And a mature thought thinks, what can I do different to keep this from happening again? See, if you don't prosper or benefit from adversity, you will think, they did me wrong. They did this to me. See, that's an immature thought. It may be true enough, the police shouldn't have shot the teenager. But if he hadn't been in a black hoodie in the back of a man's yard at 3 in the morning, crawling around back there, he probably wouldn't have gotten shot. Had he been home in bed, like everybody ought to be at 3 a.m. Probably the teacher did handle that wrong. I'm gonna give you that. Your teacher couldn't have handled that worse. But had you been studying instead of in the back of the room talking and throwing paper, your teacher would have never had to handle that wrong. Your teacher didn't handle it wrong because you were studying. Your teacher handled it wrong because you weren't doing what you should have done in the first place. See, maturity sees, what can I do different in this situation? Adversity develops maturity. Adversity is going to benefit you or it's going to destroy you. Number three, adversity provides greater opportunities. I mean, in your own life, as well as the life of others, how many testimonies have you heard of a job loss was the very thing that got you into a much better job? Had you not lost that job, you would have still been there working in that job, and you wouldn't be where you are now in a much better situation. Always, always. Our young girls, I tell them, the loss of a boyfriend is hurtful and is crushing, and as painful as that is, the countless hours you buried your head in the pillow crying because that jerk broke up with you, here's what you need to know. That's the very thing that needed to happen to get you to the good husband and the good father for your children that's right around the corner. See, your loss can be to your gain because it will provide you greater opportunities. Had you stayed right there, you would have stayed right there. But when that loss came, enabling you or keeping you from staying there, it put you, it forced you to a position of greater opportunities. You went to college, made all F's. What you learned is you're not a college student. Academics are not for you. I'm worthless. I'm an idiot. I'm stupid. I can do nothing in life. Or the next semester, you sign up for Votech school. You learn how to weld. You start a welding company. And in 10 years, you own 5 welding companies in 5 states, and you have 500 people working for you. And all of those college graduates can come looking to you for a job because there's not any for them. See, you benefit greatly from adversity, or you're destroyed by it. And people today are being destroyed by it because mommies have not let kids grow up learning how to handle adversity and deal with it. And now we're in a society that doesn't even want us to keep score. Everybody gets a participation ribbon. That's not the way life works. And you are creating a scenario to be destroyed by adversity in life. Number four. Adversity promotes innovation. Innovation. Problems, trials, roadblocks. Mad, angry, throw up your hands. What's the use? I'm going to quit. In your money, in your marriage, in your daily task. Church, never settle for it won't work. Figure out a way it will work. Well, the banker wouldn't make me a loan. We'll find a banker who will. Well, they wouldn't sell me that car. Find somebody who will. Well, that company won't hire me. Find some company that will. See, because this doesn't work out for you, you've got to get innovative in life and not quit in life. God gives visions and ideas. Now, you've got to get innovative and make them happen. Number five, adversity motivates. If you don't allow adversity to motivate you, it certainly will destroy you. You will never succeed at anything. I don't care how smart you are if you don't learn to be motivated by adversity. I've come to the place in my life that I love to hear people tell me, you can't do that. My answer over the last 30 years, catch you a seat across the street and watch me do it. I love to hear you can't do that. I don't know how many people told me we couldn't build this building in the middle of this swamp. I grew up rabbit hunting right here. This is the swamp we're sitting on. Oh, you can't build a building out there in that swamp. You can't. I had a list of people told me we couldn't build a building. Oh, you can't build a building over there. I'm told by countless people, you'll never build a building like that debt-free. My banker, good friend of mine, said, Tim, let me just loan y'all the money. Dear Lord, you got a good church. Y'all got a good people. You got a good resume. Y'all got plenty of assets. I'll loan you the money. In the next 30 minutes, I'll loan y'all the money. You, Tim, you can't build what you're talking about debt-free. You have to borrow. I just love people telling me you can't do something. I was told by three different companies, you can't build a stage that you can drive on. You can't build. And that one guy, I told him, I said, catch you a seat over there. And you fixing to watch me drive right up on this stage. Well, you can't do it. I can tell you that right now. Because somebody somewhere knows how to do that. And I'm fixing to find them. I don't know how. But I'm going to find somebody that knows. Well, you can't do that. You ever been in a parking deck and they got 500 cars on that parking deck on the fourth floor? Somebody knows how. Just because you don't tell me I can't do that, for crying out loud. Come on, adversity motivates you. It motivates you. Adversity inspires you. Adversity drives you. The more adversity, the more I like to get up and get at it earlier. Watch me. Watch this. Catch you a seat and watch what's about to happen here. I was listening to T.D. Jakes some time ago tell of his high school teacher in English and literature that told him he would never be a writer if she gave him an F on his writing assignment. Today he's authored more books than most current authors, and right now he's one of America's number one best-selling author. English teacher told him he'd never be a writer. Wonder where she is today. Not making the kind of money he is, I can tell you that. Oh, you can't do that. Watch. Just watch. See, adversity motivates you. I can't. Well, I tried and we just couldn't do it. Don't allow adversity to destroy you. Allow adversity to motivate you. Make it a motivational factor for you. I worked hard. I worked hard for years learning to play the piano, learning to play the guitar, and learning to sing. In 10 years and countless thousands of dollars taught me I was not a musician. And I stood before the bathroom mirror with my Bible open and I practiced my gestures and I practiced talking and I practiced talking. For countless hours, I stood in front of a mirror developing my ability to speak. Don't you wish I would have been a singer? I'd be sitting down right now. Don't allow adversity to destroy you. Make it motivate you. Make it motivate you. I'm challenging you today to think different about the adversity in life that you are currently experiencing. You know, when Pharaoh's army was coming and you're trapped by the sea, just like Moses. You know, when you've been shipwrecked and you're grabbing pieces of the broken ship to stay afloat while you paddle to shore, just like the Apostle Paul. You know, when you have 5,000 men plus women and children show up for supper at your house and all you got in the cupboard's 5 loaves and 2 fish, like the disciples, you got a decision to make right then and right there. I can be destroyed by this difficult situation, or I can benefit in the midst of it. The theme of our church this year is Jesus is Lord. The sad truth is, in life, many have made their adversity Lord. The crisis that they're in tells them the mood they're in today. It tells them the emotion that they are to have today. The crisis that they're in tells them their reaction that they're to have today, tells them their response to life today. Many have allowed their adversity to be their Lord, as their adversity is now directing their life. When and only when you make Jesus Lord of your life can your adversity really benefit you. Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Our scripture for today is 1 Peter 4:12. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the painful trial that you are suffering as though some strange thing was happening only to you. Church, I want to encourage you. Benefit. Don't be destroyed by your adversity. Y'all stand with me. Lord, today we submit our life to you and all that we're involved in and all that we're going through, all of our past, all of our hurts, all of our pains, all of our wrong decisions. We submit all of that to you and say, God, we will benefit and grow closer to you and fulfill your plan on our life as we grow and prosper in spite and through our adversity and not be destroyed because of it. Direct and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you and have a great week.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by the pastors at CM Church, please log on to our website at www.cmchurch.com and click on our podcast link. You can also purchase series and other messages at our online store.